Truck Chat Freestyle for Saturday, September 6, 2014. Hello and welcome to Freestyle, an audio diary of my life. This is part of the extended dog days of podcasting that supposedly ended on Labor Day weekend, supposedly at Dragon Con, but I'm not paying attention to any rules. This is freestyle. I do my own thing. Listener Mark wrote in. He said, "Why are you moving to Phoenix?" And I thought, I have never really explained it all that well. Or if I did, I forgot. So the answer is, it's been a long time goal of ours. If you're new to freestyle, you may be listening, or maybe this is your first time. My wife and I are moving to Phoenix, Arizona from the chilly, well, soon to be chilly, the temperatures are dropping quickly, northeast Wisconsin. We are natives of Michigan. We have lived here for over 25 years, raised our family, the kids are off to college, and now it is time to bring on the next chapter of our lives. So we are looking at Phoenix, Arizona. We have been looking there for a while. As we traveled around on our family vacations and business travels, we looked at different areas. San Francisco, Orlando, Florida, Wyoming. We've been fortunate to have traveled a few places. And Phoenix was one of those places that, well, I think it's the only place where we did not have the typical phrase, "Nice place to visit, but I don't want to live here." Phoenix was one of those places where we got there and said, "This is nice. I could see us ending up here in the future." So it's been a long-term goal of ours for about the last 8 years or so. And we thought, we'll retire here when we get older. Well, older than we are now. And about a year ago, an opportunity came up on a house, and we said, "Hey, Lisa's going to be going to college in the summer, in summer of 14. Why don't we pull the trigger on this house?" Well, the timing was a little off because the former owner, some of you may know Mr. Michael R. Menengay from the various podcasts that he does, and he's selling his house. And we said, "Wow, we just saw it in June of 13. And I found out it was for sale in August or September. Anyway, whatever it was. He hadn't had any bites on the listing, so he said, "Are you still interested?" And I asked Donna, "Are we still interested?" And she said yes, and went over the moon and started texting me. I was on a business trip at the time. She was texting me about prices of gasoline and taxes and water bills, and she was totally into it. And it had, for some reason, started cleaning the house about a month earlier. So it felt like one of those things that was just meant to be. We talked to the realtor, we closed the house, and the timing was an issue because we couldn't move until Lisa was off to college. But he had to sell by the first of the year, so we worked out an arrangement where he could stay in his house and rent back from us and keep his payments about the same, because they were about to go absolutely gonzo and he couldn't afford to stay there anymore, which is why he was selling the house. Mike and his wife love to stay there. They've put a lot of equity and a lot of revenue. In fact, they had to move out for a little while during the housing bust and moved back in. So that's really a love of their life, and they express their appreciation that Donna and I are moving in. They know that we will take care of it. We will, they can continue to come over. Maybe that's part of it. So that is why we are going to Phoenix, and looking very much forward to it. The temperatures, as I mentioned, in Wisconsin are starting to drop. It's late summer. I think our high next week, Thursday, Friday, is going to be in the low 60s, upper 50s Fahrenheit. So it's going to be a little on the nippy side. There have been a couple of mornings where we woke up and said, "Woo, give me a jacket." So it's not that we're leaving because of the weather. That's certainly a factor. Last winter was the number one year, or we set records on number of days below 0 Fahrenheit. I think it was something like 56 or 59, and the previous record was 45. something ridiculous. It was just cold all the time. Did not affect me as much because I work from home. I did go out to karate and whatnot, and I can dress for that. It's not too bad. But there's no winter sports when it's that cold. There's no snowmobiling, there's no snowshoeing, there's no cross-country ski. It's just too dang cold. And there was a time in my life when the way I coped with winter was to do something outdoors. Well, getting a little older, the knees and elbows and whatnot aren't what they used to be. The temperature's getting cold. Really didn't thrill us that much. So, yeah, weather played a little bit of a factor. We've been in the Midwest our whole lives. I'm coming up on 50. It's time to move on. This is another chapter. We are sad to leave friends behind and family in the Midwest. We've got some family still. The girls are obviously not going to be as close to us for the holidays and things, but we've got plans to see them. And Julie will be graduating in the spring, so we're very eager to come back for a week or so, visit family, visit friends, maybe take a quick trip through Appleton and say hi to people. So life is good. Life is good. We keep moving on. We packed up a bunch of boxes into the warehouse. Our mini storage is pretty much full now. There are a few boxes still around the house, but we're going to leave them here for the movers. There really isn't any great value in this point. We've got a open house on Sunday, tomorrow, that we're looking forward to hopefully get a little more traffic than the previous open house. It will also give us a chance to take the cats for a ride. We will give them some of their new tranquilizers to test those out, see if they calm down, and that will give us a better taste of what the trip is like. So, yeah, life is moving on. It's getting more emotional as we go forward. Less and less in the house. Saying goodbye to friends. We stopped by a friend's house tonight. That says he always has this final summer party right after Labor Day. And saw some former coworkers. Good to talk to them. Met some new people. Good to talk to them, too. And then we went over to Scott and Ann Tyler's house for they cooked some chicken on the grill, and we had a backyard fire. It was nice. Their oldest daughter came over. She went to school with Julie, so it was kind of like having one of our own kids there. Got to remember that she's 21 now, and some of these jokes and innuendos do not go over their head. At one point, she said, "Dad, I'm old enough to know what that means now." So she caught us. Everybody was laughing. It was a good time. Lots of laughter. And that's how we want to leave them. So I am going to finish up at this point. I got a couple other things to take care of. And I will talk to you soon. Find me at chuckchat.com/freestyle. Send me an email. Chuck at chuckchat.com. 101.